Oklahoma FFA had an outstanding national convention from a lot of different perspectives, but the true icing on the cake came on Saturday afternoon as the name of the national FFA officer candidate from Oklahoma, her name was called, Carson Cantrell. Carson, thank you for joining us here for a few moments. Mm-hmm. How excited are you?
I am just truly over the moon. You know, I set this goal a long time ago. I know what it feels like to be one of the six left standing off the stage as I ran last year, and so this year having the opportunity now to know I'm going to serve as a national FFA officer is just a dream come true, and I'm incredibly humbled. My heart's still beating out of my chest.
I bet it is. Tell me about the week. In other words, you've done this before. You went through the entire process last year, but did not hear your name, as you mentioned. What about the process this year? How did it play out from what last Saturday to today?
This week was honestly incredibly peaceful. You know, I walked through every single round, and I made a little sticky note before every single one of them, and I made goals of exactly what I wanted the nominating committee to walk out and know about me. And so as I walked, just really focusing on every single one of those rounds, I knew that I was moving with a purpose, and that I was achieving my goal, and that at the end of the week, if my name wasn't called, that nine really awesome individuals on the nominating committee just got to hear my story. They got to see my values, and they got to see my heart above all. And so it's really rewarding now to be sitting here knowing that those values and that hardworking characteristic and that focus that I've walked through throughout the week paid off.
You and I talked just before you went to Indianapolis about the things that you had learned last year. What do you think really allowed you to be successful here in 2022?
You know, I believe last year, as I went throughout the process, I was prepping just for that. I was prepping for a process, and I wasn't refining who I was. So as I moved forward and picked a different target with the same goal this year, I wanted to prep with a purpose, and I prepped for a year of national office, just not for a nine-round interview selection. And so it is good knowing that I prepped for a year of service and that I have prepared my heart and that I've just refined who I am. I'm in and out of the blue and gold jacket because at the end of the day, I'm here to serve FFA members and they want to see the real me. And I know that this week I got to share the committee who that real me was. And I know I'm going to have that opportunity to share the real me with 850,823 members over the next year.
You're going to be shaking a lot of hands if you meet all 850,000. But who is the real me? In other words, in a nutshell, what did you tell the nominating committee?
You know, I told the nominating committee that I'm Carson, that you look at me, you see someone who production agriculture and the agricultural industry has shaped into someone who is outgoing and professional and polished but poised. You know, I walk with that purpose and that humble attitude because of the way that the agricultural industry and the FFA have shaped me, and I've gotten to apply those things that I've learned within the FFA and in the blue and gold jacket to my time on the volleyball court wearing a jersey, and I get to apply those skills to different areas on campus as I love getting to be involved with other organizations within Oklahoma State University, and I got to show them all the things that have shaped me and just really grown me into who I am today.
What in your mind, what are the early goals? If you've got that sticky note that you write down right now, what are the early goals as you have put this new jacket on and you're going to serve as a national officer for the next 12 months?
You know, my main goal is that I want to be able to walk away not just from the blue and gold FFA jacket, but just walk away in life knowing that I was available to people. And so I have that goal of being available, of being the person who is open to having conversations with FFA members, whether that be 10 individuals in the classroom or in a convention with thousands of students. I want everyone to know that I'm approachable, that I want to have conversations, I want to hear their story, and I want to champion them to be the best FFA member that they can.
Beyond the FFA members that you'll be interacting with over the next 12 months, you're going to meet a lot of folks that are supporters of FFA. Maybe a lot of folks that simply don't know what the FFA is about, what that blue and gold jacket that you'll be wearing around is about. What is the message that you're going to try to share beyond just the FFA members themselves?
I'm going to get to share the message that the FFA is an incredibly diverse organization that wants to champion people to be their best self. And so I'm going to get to have conversations with business and industry stakeholders and individuals who give their time and their financial means into wanting to support this organization. And it's my goal that they walk away from conversations knowing that the FFA is a place that's going to cultivate the next generation of leaders, that's going to allow students to reach their full potential in hopes that they can one day enter the policy field or enter production agricultural parts as we prepare for being the generation who feeds the world by 2050. You know, I'll get to have these conversations with individuals, maybe who are incredibly familiar with the FFA, but especially with individuals who don't know what the organization stands for. And I'm excited to get to be that voice who gets to walk through those conversations.
From a green hand, from Sky Took to a state officer of Oklahoma FFA to today, what has FFA meant to you and what has it done for you?
The FFA has just introduced me to the permission that I already had. You know, I knew that I wanted to be a leader, that I wanted to cultivate an environment of service, and that I wanted to love those around me. And the FFA gave me the opportunity to do just that. I had the opportunity to interact with people, to grow through experiences with leaders, mentors, role models, and friends, and each of those experiences just better refined me into knowing who I was as a person and really letting me tap in to that permission that I was already given in the world. So that's what I want to do for people as I continue my year of service. But like you said, time in the blue and gold jacket does end, and I know that I'll be able to walk with this legacy and walk with this purpose for the rest of my life.
From the Sky Took FFA chapter in northeastern Oklahoma, National Officer for 2022-2023, your Central Region Vice President, Karsten Cantrell. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.